We are bought with a price, August 9, sons of God through Christ's blood. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, Hebrews 10:19-20. Christ was nailed to the cross between the third and sixth hour, that is, between 9 and 12 o'clock. In the afternoon he died. This was the hour of the evening sacrifice. Then the veil of the temple, that which hid God's glory from the view of the congregation of Israel, was rent in twain from top to bottom. Through Christ, the hidden glory of the Holy of Holies was to stand revealed. He had suffered death for every man, and by this offering, the sons of men were to become the sons of God. With open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, believers in Christ were to be changed into the same image from glory to glory. The mercy seat upon which the glory of God rested in the holiest of all is open to all who accept Christ as a propitiation for sin, and through its medium they are brought into fellowship with God. The veil is rent, the partition walls broken down, the handwriting of ordinances canceled. By virtue of his blood, the enmity is abolished. The simple story of the cross of Christ, his suffering and dying for the world, his resurrection and ascension, his mediation in the sinner's behalf before the Father, subdues and breaks the hard and sinful heart and brings the sinner to repentance. The Holy Spirit sets the matter before him in a new light, and the sinner realizes that sin must be a tremendous evil to cost such a sacrifice to atone for it. How grievous must sin be that no less a remedy than the death of the Son of God could save man from the consequences of his guilt. Why was this done in behalf of man? It was because God loved him and was not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, believe in Jesus as a personal Savior, and have eternal life.